I was at a conference in Vienna with colleagues from all over the world. And we had been working all day, spreadsheets, different documents, profit and loss statements, everything. And then in the evening, we would get together and sing songs. And the president of the company really enjoyed singing so much that he even printed out a songbook for everybody to sing from. It was mostly the Americans that weren't used to this. We didn't even know the songs. We didn't even know the American songs. These guys were singing John Denver and the Mamas and the Papas without the book. And it was the Americans, all of us, who didn't know the words.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before.
Yeah, so here I am, a guy from Maine. I'm in Austria with people from around the world. We're singing these songs, that I would never even imagine singing. It was amazing, really amazing.
His life is far away on the road, hanging by a song.
And I'll never forget, at the end of the evening, a colleague of mine from Ireland, Dermot Donnelly, stood up by himself and sang this amazing Irish folk song.
Last night, as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent and rambling, to Ireland I did fly.
Everybody was taken by this song. I was looking around the room at all my other colleagues and especially my friends from Ireland. They were weeping. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. It was amazing, and I had to find out more about this song. And later, after the conference, I found out it was a song called Spancel Hill. And I'd listened to it many times since then. It's about traveling away from home, leaving your homeland for work. We were all traveling abroad. We all travel for our jobs, project to project. We're away from our families, away from our homes. And this song is about that. And that's what was really amazing. And there was so much feeling in that room, so many emotions that we could all relate to. And this song brought it out in every single one of us.
Parish church at Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill.
My name is Matthew Thornton. I live in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. I work for Clyde Bergerman Power Group in Auburn, and that's music that moves me.
The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones torn and gray.
Music That Moves Me is a series of audio diaries airing daily in April in celebration of Music on Public Radio Month. Find out more at mpbn.net, including how to tell your story, how to donate an instrument, or take part in a free day of music on April 27th. Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garant Marketing, celebrating the role of music in your life and on public radio.